It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We come to you live from Walton Central School. Folks, this is the matchup that has had these two communities buzzing for the last week and a half. It's the second round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Sectional Bracket. It is 8-seed taking on 1-seed Walton. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Right here on this court, just about a week and a half ago, it was a double overtime thriller in the MAC League semifinals. Walton coming out on top 80-77. There was a lot of controversy around that game. There was a lot of great effort on both sides. Sydney has really wanted another opportunity to play Walton as Walton went on to win the MAC championship just a couple of days later in a great performance against Delhi. And so these are two teams very evenly matched for a 1-versus-8 matchup, and I think this should be a barn burner of a game here tonight. And let me tell you, folks, there is not a seat left in the house. If you're on your way over, make sure you get here, because I'm assuming in about 5 or 10 minutes it's going to be standing room only here at Walton Central School. Sydney has really brought a great fan base, and Walton has just absolutely packed the house here tonight. We'll take a quick break on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, but when we come right back, we'll break down this matchup and talk about a bunch of the other games that are happening tonight across Class C and Class D. It's sectional times, folks. Playoffs. It's win or go home. And we have Walton and Sydney, the 1-versus-8 seed tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us on our web stream as well, WCDOsports.com. That is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. The other games happening in Class C tonight include number 7, Unadilla Valley, visiting number 2, Union Springs. That's a heck of a drive for UV to get out to Union Springs. But they will be facing the number 2 seed tonight. The other games are teams from out of the area. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Tioga and Elmira Notre Dame. That game tips off at 7:30 tonight, so we'll keep an eye on that. The other contest is 6 Lansing at 3 Moravia. Of course, Moravia is the defending sectional champion for Section 4 Class E and the defending state champion. They knocked out Cooperstown in regionals last year in a game we did right here on CDO, and Moravia always brings a lot to the table. So this is a great, huge, stacked bracket. Tonight we will be focusing on Sydney and Walton. Walton the 1 seed, Sydney the 8. The other games that we want to keep an eye on tonight up in Class B, we have Oneonta, the 3 seed, hosting 6 Shenango Valley. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then there are 4 Class D boys games we'd like to keep an eye on, including this one, which I think would be fantastic. 5 seed Morris at 4 seed Delhi. Those are two teams that have a lot of offensive firepower. That should be fun. 6 seed Deposit Hancock is at 3 seed Gilbertsville Mount Upton. That's going to be a whale of a game. 7 seed Franklin is at 2 seed South Courtright. SK doesn't have a gym because of school construction, so that game is at Stamford tonight, tipping off at 6 o'clock. And then Hunter Tannersville, the 8 seed, is at 1 seed Newfield. Newfield is the defending champion of the Class D Section 4 bracket, went all the way to the state finals last year before falling in that contest. So there are a lot of great teams still left in the bracket. When we get to halftime today, we'll talk about the girls' matchups that are tomorrow across Class B, C, and D. There's some time changes we want to make you aware of, and it should be a great day of basketball tomorrow and as well tonight. We also, at halftime, will talk about some of the wrestlers that had great showings today. We had 14 local wrestlers that I was following at the New York State Tournament up in Albany today. Seven have punched their tickets to tomorrow morning's semifinals, including Ben Bavar from BGAH. So it's been a great day across the board for wrestling and for basketball locally. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups here. But when we come back, it's the second round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Tournament between Walton and Sydney. Boy, the gym is absolutely packed tonight here at Walton Central School. Going to be a ton of fun. It's a battle of the Warriors tonight, Walton and Sydney, and can't wait for it. This has been something that's been on my radar for a couple of days. It's going to be a ton of fun. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have Walton and Sydney here tonight on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight, live on WCDO, coming to you from Walton Central School. It's Sydney and Walton in the second round of the boys' Class C sectional tournament. Let's do our starting lineups first for Sydney. They will start with senior number 0, Ethan Finch. They will start with senior number 3, Malik Howard. A senior, number 5, Stephen Smith. A sophomore, number 11, Leah Matthews, as well as a junior, number 22, Mikey Gravelin, for head coach Mike Brzee. On the other side for Dave Gardapi and Walton, the number 1 seed in this year's bracket and the MAC champion, senior, number 1, Jacob Beach. Senior, number 4, Shane Merwin. senior number 23, Alex Tweedy, sophomore number 30, Dylan Jacob, and senior number 33, Gavin Griffin. Walton will be in the home white uniforms with the black and the orange trim, says Walton in orange lettering across the front of the uniform. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Warriors in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Sydney will go right to left on your radio dial, and Walton left to right will get set to jump it up. Really standing room only here, folks. There are people standing in the doorways as far out as they can come. They do have a little barrier so you can't go behind the basket or anything, but as far out as the barrier is, there's people lined up along the wall. The stands are packed. This is great. It is the sectional atmosphere that you want to see. So here we go. It'll be Stephen Smith jumping it up for Sydney and Gavin Griffin jumping it up for the Walton Warriors. Flip a coin on this game, folks. I really think that's what it's going to come down here to tonight. These two teams have had two very good battles throughout the season, and Chapter 3 starts now. Sydney wins the opening tip. Here's Ethan Finch. They'll go to the left side for Gravelin. Now back to Finch to the high post for Stephen Smith. Kicks one back out for Gravelin. 2-3 zone here for Walton on defense. Smith in the paint. Works one out and ahead now for Finch. Left side jumper. No, he passed it down low to Smith. Couldn't get the right-handed layup. Rebound for Walton, and they're looking to run. Here's Merwin across half court in front of the Sydney bench as the Warriors of Walton go left to right. Here's Tweedy back up for Dylan Jacob, the explosive sophomore point guard here. Does a little bit of everything for Walton. Shane Merwin right side. 20 on the shot clock. Back for Beach. Right side three for Beach. Too strong. Rebound Tweedy off his fingertips. No, last touch by Stephen Smith. And it'll stay with Walton, and they'll have a fresh 35 to work with. With 7:15 to go in the opening quarter, we're scoreless between Sydney and Walton. Dylan Jacob will inbound on the right side underneath the basket. Goes up top to Beach. Beach thought about a long, deep three, but didn't pull the trigger. Dribble drive left side, takes it down low. Hanging jumper is good for Jacob Beach. Opening points of the game for Walton, and it's 2-0. Sydney back up the floor, left side Malik Howard. We're a minute in. It's Walton 2 and Sydney nothing. Right side for Finch. Finch back for Gravelin. Sydney seems to kind of just be feeling out this zone here. See what they can do against it. They go to the high post for Stephen Smith. And to the baseline there for Malik Howard. Back out for Finch. Finch finds Liam Matthews. Taken away there by Gavin Griffin. And an outlet pass ahead for Dylan Jacob. Jacob on the left side. Little spin move. Takes it to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the floor is picked up here by Gavin Griffin. Griffin finds Tweedy in the paint. Back out, and they'll reset. Walton had a good chance to scout Sydney's opening round win against Newark Valley, where Liam Matthews went off for 28 points, and he got a lot of those points on little baseline backdoor cuts, and I think Walton is trying to take that away early. Here's Tweedy at the right low block. Turn around with the jumper. It's good for Alex Tweedy. And it's Walton 4 and Sydney nothing with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Sydney on the road trying to weather the storm here in the first frame. Here is Gravelin at midcourt, finds Stephen Smith. Now to Liam Matthews. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Walton off the missed shot from Sydney. Walton leads 4-0 here early with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Walton with the basketball. Left side for Dylan Jacob in front of the Sydney bench. Working through their progressions as Sydney comes out in man-to-man. Now they go to Gavin Griffin straight away. Right side, outside the three-point line for Tweedy. 15 on the shot clock. Left side for Merwin. Merwin looking for options, trying to go to the low post for Griffin, but the pass is not there. Back up top, Dylan Jacob inside for Tweedy. His shot is too strong as he had a good look from about 10 feet. Malik Howard with the rebound for Sydney. Back up for Ethan Finch. 5:20 to go first quarter. Walton leads Sydney 4-0. Sydney trying to find that opening bucket. Calm things down a little bit here. Here's Malik Howard straight away. Goes to the right side, Stephen Smith. At the elbow, kicks it across, down low, Liam Matthews, and a kick is called here. As Matthews tried to bounce pass to Stephen Smith on the left low block, and it was kicked by Gavin Griffin out of bounds, and will go to the Sydney Warriors as Mikey Gravelin will inbound it on the left wing side. Gravelin tries a pass back up to midcourt here to Finch. Finch and Beach going toe-to-toe. Finch gets around him, dishes down low for Matthews. His shot is blocked by Gavin Griffin, and ahead for Walton. Now for Beach, but the home run pass was way too strong from Dylan Jacob to Jacob Beach, and it sailed out of bounds. So 4:50 to go first quarter, 4-0 game. Walton on top of Sydney. Warriors trying to settle in and get their first points of the night. Here's Malik Howard into the offensive end of the floor for Sydney. Down low, looking for Liam Matthews on the baseline, and Walton is really concentrating on taking that away. Here is Finch with a dribble drive. It was swatted out of bounds, and it goes to Walton. Last touch by Finch. With 4:35 to go in this first quarter. Again, in case you're just joining us, 4-0 lead. The Walton boys, the top seed in the Section 4 Class C bracket with a 4-0 lead over Sydney. They are the 8th seed. They go down low for Alex Tweedy. His right-handed shot is no good. Rebound for Shane Merwin. Went into the land of the trees and came down with it. Back out for Jacob Beach from downtown. Beach, nothing but the bottom of the net. And Walton leads 7-0. Deep three left side there from Beach. Sydney back up the floor. Here's Ethan Finch. Warriors need a basket. They go into the corner. They find Malik Howard left side. Howard down low. Layup won't go. Stephen Smith is there. Finishes it up. Gets it to go. And he's fouled. Stephen Smith gets the Warriors on the board with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 7, Sydney 2, and Smith is going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Looking for the opportunity here. Smith steps to the line, settles in. First shot is good. So the old-fashioned three-point play for Mr. Smith, and it's 7-3 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Walton back up the floor. They find Dylan Jacob on the right side. Jacob looking for options here, finds Shane Merwin straight away. Merwin to the high post for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy, dribble drive down low on the right side. Finch guarding him. They try to kick it out to Gavin Griffin off his hands, but Shane Merwin is able to save it. Back to Beach, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Beach, little crossover, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper from 5 feet. No good. Stephen Smith skies for the rebound and windexes the glass. Smith ahead now for Malik Howard, and Smith just got away with the travel. Walton fans not pleased. Sydney coming away with a shot here from Ethan Finch from three-point land. It's no good. Rebound Walton. Back up the floor with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 7 and Sydney 3. Here's Dylan Jacob. Takes his time, puts on the brakes, settles into the offense as they go left side for Gavin Griffin. Griffin will find Jacob Beach. Beach with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Closely guarded by Liam Matthews. There's two very, very quick guys on the floor. Walton right side. Now again to the top of the clock here for Beach. 8 on the shot clock. They go Dylan Jacob. He spots up 3 left side, too strong. Rebound Gavin Griffin. The big guy tracked it down. And a fresh 35 here for Walton. Now to Tweedy. Tweedy on the right side for 3. That one is off the mark. And a rebound for Sydney on the far side from Malik Howard. He's come up with some big boards early. 2:35 to go in the first frame. Walton 7, Sydney 3. Sydney with the basketball going right to left. Stephen Smith in front of the Walton bench, right side. Smith, little stutter step hesitation, dishes down low for Gravelin. Back out for Malik Howard. Howard into the paint. Dribble drive, puts it up and in. Malik Howard with the basket. Walton is making him work for it, but Sydney starts to chip away, and it's back to a two-point game. Walton 7 and Sydney 5 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Beach, left side. Killer crossover, gets down low. Hanging jumper, swatted out of there by Stephen Smith. Walton gets the ball back. They go down low to Gavin Griffin, and he's fouled. With exactly 2 minutes to go on the first quarter, Gavin Griffin will step to the line. Foul will be on Stephen Smith, his first, team's first. So both teams with one team foul in the early going, and Gavin Griffin will step to the line. First shot for Griffin is off the mark. Second one coming for the big guy. Standing at 6'6", one of the tallest players in the MAC. His second shot is no good, so he goes 0-for-2. Rebound for Smith. Smith dribbling in transition. Goes to Malik Howard, left side corner. Good stutter step back out to Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin thought about a three, doesn't pull the trigger, and goes back to Howard. Howard takes it to the paint, right to the rack. It's swatted out of there by Gavin Griffin. And Walton's looking to run. Outlet pass to Dylan Jacob. Into the corner here for Shane Merwin. Merwin back up top for Beach, and they'll slow it down. Left side for Tweedy with a 1:35 to go first quarter. Walton 7, Sydney 5. Second round of the boys Class C Section 4 tournament. Here's Tweedy. Left side had a poke checked away there by Finch, but it goes right into the hands of Dylan Jacob. He backs it down low. Turnaround shot for Dylan Jacob is good. Boy, great job there by Dylan Jacob to just take Liam Matthews in the post, post him up, and then get it done. Walton 9 and Sydney 5 with a 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Left side Malik Howard. Howard back to the right side for Mikey Gravelin. Sydney looking for a quality possession. Left side, Malik Howard for 3. It was a high arcing shot off the front of the rim. Rebound for Walton with 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Walton leading 9-5. First quarter here live from Walton High School. Tweedy on a backdoor cut. Gets the reverse layup. No. Gavin Griffin. The follow-up won't go. And another rebound for Sydney. Two golden opportunities for the Walton Warriors that could finish. Gravelin back up the floor with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Walton leading by 4, 9-5. Stephen Smith, top of the key. Smith looking for options. Down low from Malik Howard. Howard steps back. 15 on the shot clock. They go Stephen Smith. Left side corner spots up. Got it. Stephen Smith from downtown. He's got 6 points, and it's Walton 9, Sydney 8, with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Walton going to play for the last shot. Back up the floor for Dylan Jacob. Left side for Beach. Beach holding on to it. Now right side here for Dylan Jacob. 5 seconds to go. He's got to make a move. Goes to Merwin. Pump fakes on a three. Now leads into it. No, back to Dylan Jacob for three at the buzzer. It's too strong. End of the first quarter. It is Walton 9 and Sydney 8. Just what we expected, folks. A great start to this one. And we'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. To start the second quarter, Walton will have the basketball. And they have a 9-8 lead over Sydney here in the second round of the Boys Class C sectional tournament. Left side for Tweedy. Tweedy holding on to it. Walton jumped out to a quick 7-0 lead, but Sydney slowly chipped away at it. Gavin Griffin with the basketball. They go to Tweedy at the foul line. Tweedy backs him down, goes back out for Dylan Jacob. Jacob, hesitation, gets to the rim, puts it up and in. Got around Mikey Gravelin, and then took it to the basket, left-handed, and finished. It's Walton 11 and Sydney 8 with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Here's Finch across the Walton Warriors logo at midcourt. Goes left side in the corner from Malik Howard. Spots up for three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Shane Merwin. And the Walton Warriors will bring it back up the floor on the right side. Here's Merwin. Stutter steps, gets around Malik Howard, takes it to the right baseline. Now goes back to the top of the key. They swing it left side for Tweedy. Tweedy down low at the left, low block. Here for Dylan Jacob. Back out Gavin Griffin for a three off the front of the rim. Dylan Jacob skies for the rebound, and he's blocked. But he's fouled and will go to the line. Dylan Jacob, for being a smaller guard, is so strong on the inside. He's able to post up down there, and he just got that rebound with several taller players around him. So here is Dylan Jacob heading to the line with 6:55 to go second quarter. It's Walton leading Sydney 11-8. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We are going to have as many score updates as we can from around the C&D tournaments in the area tonight as Dylan Jacob makes the first shot. He's got 5 points. Second shot coming as Walton leads 12-8. Looks to add to it here, and he does. So Dylan Jacob, the sophomore, with 6 points. Walton leads 13-8 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Finch right side. Finch back out Stephen Smith. Left side three. Got it. Huge shot for Stephen Smith. You can tell he's feeling it tonight. He's got a big smile on his face. Back to a two-point game. Walton 13, Sydney 11 with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. As Walton has the ball at midcourt, it was tipped out of bounds here by Malik Howard. Sydney bench not pleased with it as they thought Alex Tweedy, who was attempting to save it, might have got a piece of it, but instead it'll stay with the Walton Warriors. 6:25 to go in the second, two-point ball game. Walton, Sydney by a deuce, 13-11. Here's Beach for Walton. They have possession. Merwin, top of the key, wants a screen, calls for it, but doesn't get it. Goes to the right side corner for Dylan Jacob. Back for Merwin. two on the shot clock. Walton lost control of it anyways, and back up the floor for Steven Smith. He stole it away. Smith finds Mikey Gravelin in the corner. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. 13-11, Walton on top. Down low for Steven Smith, lost control of it. Beach picks it up, but taken right back by Sidney. Malik Howard was right there to take it away from Beach, who was trying to get the outlet pass to Dylan Jacob. So 5:45 to go, second quarter. Close as we expected. Liam Matthews down low. Zips it across left side. Mikey Gravelin for three. Got it. Mikey Gravelin dials long distance. And it's 14-13. Sidney takes their first lead of the night by a point with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob. Checks with head coach Dave Gardefee over at the bench. Dribbles to the right side. Chance of defense from the Sidney student section. They've come out in full force tonight. Here's Beach in the paint. Kick out Gavin Griffin for three. Got it. Gavin Griffin, his first basket of the night. And Walton goes back ahead 16-14 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. This is a game, folks. Steven Smith left side. Finds Malik Howard into the paint. Howard back out for Steven Smith. Smith to the foul line. Leaves one off for Finch. Finch stops, who is still scoreless here. And goes to the right side for Steven Smith. Again for three. Left this one short. It skimmed the front of the rim. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it. Walton's going to get a timeout at the bottom of the dog pile there as Jacob Beach called for it. Walton 16, Sidney 14. We'll be right back with 4:50 to go in the second quarter on CDL.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sidney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sidney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sidney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the Walton timeout, the Walton Warriors have the ball. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. 16-14 the score. Walton ahead by two. Here's Shane Merwin at the top of the key. Tries to pass down low. It's intercepted by Liam Matthews. No, they'll call a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Sidney. Looks like Matthews had a clean steal there. Gavin Griffin did get his hand in, and so they call for a jump ball with 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Again, a packed house here tonight at Walton Central School. We have people standing along the sides of the gym trying to find a seat here if they can, or just peer around the edge of the bleachers to watch this game between Sidney and Walton. Second round of the boys Class C Section 4 tournament. Side for Lee Coward. Sidney with the basketball. They're in their own offensive end of the floor with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Steven Smith. He's off to a hot start tonight. Pass to the left side, Malik Howard. Howard into the corner now for Ethan Finch. Dribble drive, back out for Smith. They'll reverse into the corner with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Back for Smith. Smith on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Gavin Griffin of Walton. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Is Sidney aware? They're going to have to do pretty much a catch and shoot. Smith will try to pass one up to Ethan Finch, but it's stolen away. 2-on-1 here for Shane Merwin and Walton, but he can't get the left-handed layup to go. Sidney quickly back up in transition. The game of hot potato continues at midcourt. Sidney's going to come away with it after Walton had stole it briefly. Finch back out. Malik Howard, left side three. Got it. Howard from downtown, and he's got 5 points with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Walton trailing by a point, 17-16 to Sidney. Walton the one seed, Sidney the eight seed. Top of the key here for Dylan Jacob. He finds Shane Merwin. They're trying to go it into the post, but it's knocked away by Liam Matthews. Sidney in transition. Here's Malik Howard down low for Matthews. Matthews will slow it down. Back up top for Ethan Finch. Three ball off the back of the rim. Rebound for Jacob Beach. And the track meet continues. Beach down the floor. Crosses the timeline quickly in transition. Pull-up jumper is good for Jacob Beach. He's got 7 points. Walton retakes the lead 18-17 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Mikey Gravel on top of the key. Finds Steven Smith. They go down low at the left low block for Liam Matthews. Bounce pass in the paint here for Malik Howard. Back out for Gravel. Gravelin for Finch, baseline right side, now back out Gravelin. 2:45 to go, second quarter. It's Sidney trailing by a point to Walton, 18-17. Steven Smith, right side.
outside the three-point line, zips it across the 2-3 zone to Finch, down low to Liam Matthews. Matthews, the little baby hook gets it to go. Liam Matthews did an excellent job of creating space, and then the baby hook was pure. 19-18, Sydney on top of Walton. Dylan Jacob, the sophomore guard, back up the floor, finds Gavin Griffin. Griffin right side. Sydney still sticking with man-to-man. Tweedy back out, Gavin Griffin. A long three is good for Gavin Griffin. And the 6'6 big man has 6 points. He's buried 2 3-pointers. And it's Walton on top, 21-19, with 2 minutes to go in the half. Steven Smith with the basketball. Went to Gravelin, who had lost it to Shane Merwin. Quickly in transition, poked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Walton. So Gravelin lost it to Merwin, who took off flying down the floor. And it was tapped out of bounds, so it will stay with the Walton Warriors. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Walton tries the inbounds play to Gavin Griffin, and he was there to get it. They gave it to the big man down low, and he just put it right up and in. Walton 23, Sydney 19, with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Gravelin. Gravelin goes back across from Malik Howard. And they'll go to Ethan Finch, left side for Steven Smith. Smith down low, finds Liam Matthews, tried to go for the right-handed layup, couldn't get it to go as it was blocked, and back down the floor for Tweedy, left side. Tweedy in the paint, tosses it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, Alex Tweedy, the senior leader, the veteran, will head to the line. He's only got 2 points, but he's done a little bit of everything tonight so far for the Walton Warriors. Walton leading 23-19. I think if you're Sydney, it's important to not let it balloon up much past 5 points. They've been able to chip away at it a few times when it's gotten up to 4 or 5, but you cannot spot Walton much of a lead. As Tweedy gets the first shot to go, he now has 3 points. As Walton trying to increase this lead with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter. Second shot coming for Tweedy. This one is good. So Tweedy with 4 points, and Walton leads 25-19 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Big possession, I think, here for Sydney. Again, they trail 25-19. This is one of their biggest deficits of the game. Left side from Malik Howard, now to the high post for Steven Smith. Smith with a kick out will find Malik Howard. It dribbles back up to the top of the key, into the corner for Finch. Finch still scoreless. So pass down low for Steven Smith. Are we going to have a foul on the low block? Yes, we will. Looks like the foul will be on Jacob Beach, his first, team's second. Team foul situation, Sydney with 3, Walton with 2. Finch underneath the basket with Sydney trailing by 6, 25-19, late in the first half. Gets it to Liam Matthews, back off for Finch. Pulls up at the foul line, good. Maybe that's the basket that gets Ethan Finch going, as it's a 4-point game, 25-21. Walton on top of Sydney. Boys second round Class C Section 4 tournament. Here's Beach at the right low block. Back out. Straightaway three here for Walton is off the rim for Justin Beers. Rebound for Beach. He puts it up and in. Jacob Beach with 9 points. And it's Walton 27, Sydney 21. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Gravelin crossing the half court timeline. Gravelin left side will find Steven Smith back across for Malik Howard. Bounce pass into the corner, and now down low for Finch. Finch zips one into the right side corner for Malik Howard, who got tied up there with Dylan Jacob, and I believe they're going to get Jacob for a reach-in foul, and yes, they will. So that's his first, team's third, with 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's been a pretty clean game so far. Sydney will get it into Mikey Gravelin at the top of the key. 10 seconds to go. Gravelin to the high post. Into the corner now. Malik Howard for a three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Walton with 5 seconds. Quickly up the floor for Dylan Jacob. Jacob right side. Three ball. Banks it in. The bank is open for Dylan Jacob at the buzzer. And our halftime score is Walton 30 and Sydney 21. Boy, he ran down the floor like a flash. Pulled up in front of the Sydney student section, banks in a three, and then turned around and gave him a big smile. Unbelievable. That energizes this Walton crowd, that's for sure. Stay tuned. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. 30-21. Walton on top of Sydney at the break. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score, the Walton boys, the one seed, hitting 8 seed Sydney, 30-21. It was 27-21, and with 5 seconds left in the half, Dylan Jacob, the sophomore point guard for Walton, came down and banked in a deep three to give the Warriors, the Walton Warriors, a 30-21 halftime lead. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, 9 points for Stephen Smith, 5-4 Malik Howard, 3 for Mikey Gravelin, 2 apiece for Liam Matthews and Ethan Finch. I think a key for Sydney is to get Finch and Matthews more into the flow of the game. They're getting the ball. They're just not getting good looks. So Sydney's got to find a way to get them some open looks to help out Stephen Smith and Malik Howard in the scoring column. On the other side for Walton, Jacob Beach and Dylan Jacob with 9 points each. Let's see, 8 points for Gavin Griffin and 4 for Alex Tweedy. So you hold Shane Merwin, one of their leading scorers for Walton, scoreless in the first half. But that's the thing about this Walton team. They can step up at any time. And it could be Tweedy, it could be Beach, it could be Griffin, Jacob, Merwin. Any of them could be a leading scorer on any given night. They are just a very deep and loaded and unselfish team. So, again, our halftime score, 30-21. Walton on top of Sydney. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be back with more on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Our halftime score, 30-21. Walton is on top of Sydney. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The UV Storm, the boys are the 7th seed. They're at 2-seed Union Springs tonight. UV is up by 2 points at halftime, 32-30. So good job to the UV Storm, and we'll hope as local fans that maybe they can hang on. The Newfield boys are on top of Hunter Tannersville. Looks like 25-7 at the end of the first quarter. So Newfield showing their dominance, that's for sure. End of the first quarter between South Courtright and Franklin. SK up by 2 points, 13-11. And I do have a Morris and Delhi update for you here as well. If I can scroll through and give it a find here. The score is Delhi 19, Morris 8. That was after Morris was ahead 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. So that's a great game. A lot of great athletes on that court there between Delhi and Morris tonight. I do have a deposit Hancock and GMU score. GMU is ahead 27-17, almost halftime there, that game at GMU tonight. So the Raiders doing a great job. So we'll try to keep you updated on all these scores. There's one game in Class B tonight we're keeping an eye on, Oneonta and Shenango Valley, and then the games in Class C and Class D. So looks like Franklin SK is the tight ball game. Morris and Delhi, I think, is going to end up being more close than that, although I've heard that Delhi put on a full-court press and Morris was struggling with that. I think UV and Union Springs could come down to the wire, and we could see a two-seed maybe go down tonight, so we'll knock on wood there for UV. And I think this game, the one in the eighth seed, I feel like Sydney's got a definite answer here. They're not going to just go quietly here tonight against their longtime rival, the Walton Warriors. Again, it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can save instantly right at the pump when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. Call for more information, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take another break. When we come back, it'll be the start of the third quarter. Again, our halftime score, Walton boys leading Sydney 30-21. Win, you move on to the Section 4 Class C semis. Lose, and you play baseball. So we'll come back with the second half on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO 30-21 as we start the third quarter. Walton is going to get an easy shot from Jacob Beach to put it up and in, and he's got 11 points. Great job there by Jacob Beach, and it's 32-21. Sydney needs a quick answer here with 7:35 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor, now to the right side for Mikey Gravelin. Pull up three off the back of the rim. Followed his own shot. Good job. Down low for Steven Smith. His right-handed layup won't go. And a rebound for Gavin Griffin. And back up the floor here for Jacob Beach. Beach into the corner. Shane Merwin spot up three. Too strong. Rebound. And back up the floor for Finch. Sydney needing to answer with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin to the high post for Steven Smith. Smith back out for Liam Matthews. Matthews had his pocket picked and back up the floor. Here for Dylan Jacob. He lays it up and in. Dylan Jacob into double figures, and he has 11 points. Since Walton ballooning the lead up to 34-21 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Back to the top of the key for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin left side here for Malik Howard. Sydney trying to answer on this possession. They go to Finch. Finch straight away. Now left side here for Steven Smith. Smith off the glass. The finger roll is good. And Steven Smith with 11 points. He's trying to keep Sydney in this ball game. 34-23 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side now to the left side for Shane Merwin. As Walton going right to left on your radio dial here in the second half. Tweedy. Back for Merwin, left side for three. No, passes off for Jacob Beach. Beach down low for Gavin Griffin, up and in. Gavin Griffin gets it to go. He's got 10 points. And it's Walton 36 and Sydney 23 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Finch, left side for Malik Howard. Now back off for Steven Smith. Smith with a bounce pass down low for Liam Matthews. Goes up and he's hammered. Couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. But he is fouled with 5:55 to go in the third quarter, and Liam Matthews will head to the line. Sydney needs a couple of possessions to try to settle in here and get some buckets. It's going to be defense, too. They're going to have to try to find a way to create some steals and do a good job on the glass to get back into it. Matthews, first shot is off the back of the rim and no good. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. It's Walton leading 36-23. Walton the one seed, Sydney the eight seed. Matthews, second shot again off the back of the rim. So he goes 0-for-2 on that trip. Back up the floor for the Walton Warriors. And here is Jacob Beach, the man who has springs in his legs. Reverses to the left side for Shane Merwin. Spot up three for Merwin is too strong. And we'll have an over-the-back ball here on Jacob Beach. The ball is going to go back to the Sydney Warriors. Let me tell you, folks, this gym is so packed. I'm at midcourt, and there's a little bit of space behind my radio broadcast table here at midcourt, and people have now filled in behind me here to watch the ball game. So I don't think I've ever seen this gym this packed, and it's been a long time since I've been in a gym that's had this many people, and it's great. 5.5 to go in the third, 36-23. Sydney with the ball on the left side. A kick is called here against the Walton Warriors, so it's going to stay with Sydney. Sydney needs some energy here with 5.5 to go in the third. Here's Finch left side. Finch, bounce pass to Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin looking for options, and now back to Malik Howard. Walton still sitting in the 2-3 zone. It's very active as Sydney goes to the right side. Looking to get around that defense. Here's Finch. Pump fake on a three. Three on the shot clock. I don't think Sydney is aware. They go back to Steven Smith. No. Shot clock expired. Sydney had no idea, and the ball goes back to Walton. Very active defense, and with 5:05 to go in the third, Mike Brzee is going to call a timeout. It's Walton 36, Sydney 23. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5 minutes to go in the third quarter, live from Walton High School tonight. It's the Walton Warriors leading Sydney 36-23. Out of the timeout, a steal from Sydney. Here's Gravelin down the right side of the floor. Gravelin on the right wing as Sidney in the maroon with the white trim goes left to right. Walton's in the home white uniforms with the orange and the black trim. Steven Smith kick out from Malik Howard. Howard now to Finch. Finch with a straightaway three left at short. Rebound Steven Smith. Sweeps it up and puts it in. Steven Smith with 13 points. He's trying to put Sidney on his back and keep him in this game as they trail 36-25 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Shane Merwin. Down low and he's fouled. Merwin with a nice cut to the right low block, and he was fouled as he went up for the right-handed layup. See who the foul will be on for Sidney. Be on Gravelin, his second, and the team's first here in the second half. So Walton with two fouls as a team, and Sidney with one. Merwin to the line. First shot for Merwin is good. Believe it or not, his first bucket of the night for Shane Merwin, the senior. Very good three-point shooter. Had several games above 20 points this year. Merwin's second shot rattles it in. Merwin goes 2 for 2. It's Walton 38, Sidney 25 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. 4:20 left. Third frame here from Walton Central School. Here's Malik Howard, top of the key. They go for Ethan Finch. Finch to Gravelin. Back across for Malik Howard. Howard right side in the paint, lost control of it, steal, but Walton loses it as Finch takes it right back. 360 spin for Finch in the air. His shot won't go. Rebound for Alex Tweedy. Ball is loose, Sidney takes it back. Tweedy had his pocket pick, and Steven Smith comes away with it. The game, the hot potato, continues. Right side of the floor from Malik Howard. With 3:50 to go in the third, it's Walton 38, Sidney 25. High post, Steven Smith down low. Dribbled it off his ankle, but they'll say it was last touch by Gavin Griffin. Hit him on the way out of bounds. And so Ethan Finch will inbound the basketball on the right side of the floor with 3:45 to go in the third. Sidney trailing 38-25 here in the second round of the Class C sectional tournament in Section 4 for boys. Smith goes back to Malik Howard. Tweedy with a hand in his face. Instead, they go down low for Smith. Again, muffs it up and in. Steven Smith got 15 points. And it is Walton 38, Sidney 27. Still a lot of basketball left to be played with 3:25 to go in the third. Tweedy with a spot-up jumper left it short. The air ball is rebounded by Gravelin. Gravelin back up the floor, finds Liam Matthews in the right corner. Popped out of bounds, and a foul here against Shane Merwin, who was going for the region. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Walton on top, 38-27. Finch will inbound the basketball on the left side of the floor, finding Mikey Gravelin. Sidney has not used any of their subs tonight, so these five on the floor are trying to get it done. Here's Malik Howard, left side, three, got it! Malik Howard with his second three-pointer of the ball game. Sidney trying to crawl back in. It's in the single digits. Walton 38, Sidney 30. Right side of the floor now for Dylan Jacob. Dribbles to midcourt. Crosses the Walton Warriors logo there. Finds Merwin right side. Walton going right to left. They find Beach on the left side. Beach will spot up for a deep three here. Beach, bang! Jacob Beach with 14 points. And you can tell he's feeling it. Walton back into double figures. The lead, that is, 41-30. Malik Howard to the free throw line. Back out here for Finch. Finch. Dishes one off for Steven Smith. Back out Howard. Howard to the foul line for Gravelin. 20 to go on the shot clock. 2:25 to go in the third. Down low here for Steven Smith. Smith back out Finch. NBA 3 left side rattles out. Rebound for Alex Tweedy of Walton. 2:15 to go in the third. 41-30. Walton on top of Sidney. Walton the top seed. Sidney the 8 seed here tonight. Dylan Jacob chest pass back across for Jacob Beach. They'll work it into the corner for Shane Merwin. Lost control of it. Here's Dylan Jacob, who got the rebound and a travel. With 1:55 to go in the third, it's 41-30. Just one too many steps in the paint there, it looks like, for Dylan Jacob. And the Walton fans not pleased. They thought he was fouled. With 1:50 to go in this third quarter, 11-point lead for the Walton Warriors. They'll go to the right side for Mikey Gravelin. Chance of defense from the Walton fans. They pass down low for Liam Matthews, and he's fouled with 1:40 to go. That could be effective for Sidney because Walton has been very aware of where Liam Matthews is. He had 28 points the other night by running the baseline and getting wide-open layups. Newark Valley had no answer. Walton has tried very hard to shut it down, but if you could get it on the low block to Matthews and have him go up for a shot. He is getting fouled. It seems like every time he tries that, as he makes his first foul shot, he's now got 3 points. That could be an effective way to get back in this game if you can execute it. Walton 41, Sydney 31. Minute 40 to go in the third. Matthews' second shot rattles out, ball out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney as Stephen Smith is reaching for that rebound, and it's going to go back to the Walton Warriors. Packed house here tonight at Walton Central School. I mean, there is just people everywhere in here. If there's an open spot, they're trying to find it. Left side of the floor for Dylan Jacob. Dylan Jacob, right side, dishes down low for Alex Tweedy. Turnaround shot is good on the reverse layup for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy's got 6 points. And it's Walton 43, Sydney 31, with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Here's Malik Howard, top of the key, goes back left side for Ethan Finch. He'll swing one to the high post for Stephen Smith. Into the corner for Malik Howard for three, too strong. Rebound, Stephen Smith. Stretch Armstrong, puts it back up, but it's blocked. Dylan Jacob takes the ball coast to coast and is fouled by Ethan Finch as Dylan Jacob went up for the right-handed layup. And Jacob will head to the line with a minute to go. Boy, how about the speed of Dylan Jacob to get ahead of the defense there, and Finch was the only one that was close enough or fast enough to catching him. And it looked like a pretty clean block, but instead, Dylan Jacob will head to the line. That's what you get. You get rewarded for the effort sometimes. Dylan Jacob makes the first shot. He's got 12, and I give him a lot of credit because he's not afraid to go in and take the hits down low in order to get to the line. Second shot for Jacob is no good. Stephen Smith, another rebound. And it's Walton 44, Sydney 31. Right side for Gravelin. Back out for Malik Howard for three. Got it again. Malik Howard dialing long distance, and it's 44-34. Sydney just won't quit. It's still within striking distance. 40 seconds to go in the third. We've seen that it's been a lot of late-game heroics between these two teams. Here's Jacob Beach for three. Lost control of it, and it was way off the mark. Back up the floor for Sydney with 25 seconds to go. Finch takes it to the rim, misses the left-handed layup. Oh, that one was right there for him, but he couldn't finish it off. Dylan Jacob back up the floor. He'll travel, and it's going to go back to Sydney with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. 44-34 the score. Walton fans not pleased with the call. That was tough. I couldn't quite see it through traffic. The officials whistled him for shuffling his feet. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Back up to the top of the key here for Finch. Left side, Gravelin. Sydney trying to get a shot off here to end the third quarter. Back for Finch. Finch at the foul line with 2 seconds. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. That'll do it. End of the third quarter. Walton 44, Sydney 34. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion tonight on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, to start the fourth quarter. We're going to have an over and back call on Sydney as they tried to set up the offense, and Walton is going to get it back. So, again, to start the fourth quarter, it's Walton leading Sydney 44-34. Winner will advance to the Section 4 Class C boys semifinals next week at Cortland. That game will be on Tuesday, and then the finals will be next Sunday at SUNY Cortland. Walton with the ball down low. This is Justin Beers who's in the game. Beers will pass one back out here for Dylan Jacob with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And now to Merwin on the right side. Merwin looking for Beers. Merwin Won't pull up for three. Instead, gets it to Gavin Griffin. Back to Merwin. Five on the shot clock. Merwin for three. No good. Rebound here for Sydney, and Ethan Finch will come away. So many people have packed into this gym. They're at the edge of my broadcast table. I have to peer around them to see one end of the floor to the other. It's crazy. Finch dribbles through traffic and gets it to go with the left-handed layup. He doesn't miss this time, and it's 44-36. Walton ahead of Sydney here in the second round of the Class D sectional tournament. Walton with the basketball going right to left. They go to Tweedy at the top of the key. No, it's stolen away. Smith lost the ball in transition. Walton with a home run pass back down the floor. No. We'll have a whistle and a traveling violation here on Walton. Sydney stole it at midcourt. Stephen Smith had his pocket picked by Dylan Jacob, who then traveled as he tried to desperately save it from going out of bounds. And the officials call him for a travel. What a crazy turn of events. 6:45 to go in the fourth. 44-36 to score. Sydney with the basketball going left to right. Left side here for Finch. Chance of defense from the Walton fans. At the top of the key. They'll go to the high post for Ryan Harris, who's checked into the game. Harris immediately loses the ball at the high post. First substitute tonight that Sydney has used. Here's Dylan Jacob. Lost it to Liam Matthews. Matthews on a two-on-one. Matthews right to the rim. Can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Sydney. Those are the baskets that Sydney has to have if they want to get back in this game. Matthews just couldn't finish it. Good defense, though, by Gavin Griffin to come back and try to disrupt that shot. Beers will go to the bench for Walton and Dylan Jacob. Jacob Beach will come back in. 6:20 to go in the fourth. It's Walton 44, Sydney 36. To the high post for Ryan Harris, and he banks it in. Ryan Harris off the bench, making up for that turnover. Puts it home, and it's 44-38. With 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Jacob Beach on the right side of the floor, and he's fouled by Liam Matthews with 6:10 to go, and the atmosphere here is starting to explode a little bit. Both fan bases are pretty fired up here. It's been a great rivalry this season, and you can start to feel it here in the fourth quarter. Again, Walton leading 44-38. Still a good ball game here. Walton into the backcourt as they go right to left on your radio dial. Back across the half-court timeline, they find Jacob Beach. Beach looking for an option, sails one back across for Dylan Jacob, who is guarded by Ryan Harris. Harris trying to stick with him. And all the way to the rim here for Dylan Jacob, and he's fouled. With 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a slap on the wrist, and the foul will go, it looks like, to Ryan Harris, his first, team's fourth. So both teams with four fouls apiece as Dylan Jacob has that explosive first step. He gets to the line, first shot is good. He's got 13. That's 45-38. Still a lot of time left in this ball game. Sydney has started to chip away. Can Walton answer? Second shot for Dylan Jacob rolls out, and a rebound for Finch. Finch back up the floor, finds Malik Howard. Howard will go back to Finch, to the high post for Ryan Harris. Harris dishes down low for Liam Matthews, up and in. Liam Matthews with 5 points off a fantastic dish on a wraparound pass from Ryan Harris. It's 45-40 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. This is a ball game here, folks. Harris is trying to guard Dylan Jacob. He passes to the right side. Gavin Griffin has been fouled by Stephen Smith with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And so that will be the fifth team foul on Sydney and the second personal on Stephen Smith. Could come down to a foul shooting game here if this continues. Dylan Jacob will get it into Shane Merwin in the backcourt for Walton as they go right to left. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 5-point ball game. Sydney trying to crawl back in. They were down by as many as 13. They cut it down to 5. It's 45-40. Here's Merwin at the top of the key. They go to Gavin Griffin right side now for Dylan Jacob. Sydney is switched up here as this is a shot from Dylan Jacob. It's no good. And ahead now for Finch. Finch down the floor. Finds Harris. Harris will travel, though. He's signed one extra pass, and he shuffled his feet with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. I got to get a better look at this defense here. They might be going box and one. I can't tell if it's man-to-man or box and one. I believe it's going to be man-to-man here. With Harris on Dylan Jacob, I thought perhaps it was a box and one with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Jacob Beach. Beach in the paint, lost control of it. Sydney does stay in man-to-man, and they'll bring it back up the floor with Stephen Smith. 4:40 to go in the fourth. Here's Finch. Sweet move. Gets to the rim and puts it in. Ethan Finch with 6 points. And it's 45-42 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout taken by the Walton Warriors. 3-point ball game, folks. Don't turn that dial. Walton 45, Sydney 42 in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Sydney won't quit as they now trail Walton 45-42 with 4:30 to go here in this contest. And this has been great here for Sydney coming back in this ballgame. Left side of the floor now for Jacob Beach. Beach into the paint, lost it, and here comes Ethan Finch back down the floor. Finch into the paint, tosses one up, no call, Walton gets it back. Ahead for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy on the right side, stops and wants to put the brakes on. We'll lost one back up for Dylan Jacob. Jacob on the left side of the floor. I can't even see the left side of the floor. There's so many people in here that are standing up. Try to get a glimpse of this game. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 45-42. Tweedy has it knocked out of bounds by Ethan Finch with 3:56 to go in the fourth quarter. It'll stay with Walton. And so this will be Dylan Jacob inbounding the basketball directly in front of the Walton bench with Ryan Harris pretty much right in his shorts. Harris playing great defense. They'll go back up here to Jacob Beach at the top of the key. Beach to the right side. Beach will now find Merwin. Merwin into the left side corner here. Walton student section blocking my view. I have no chance to see who is on that side of the floor. Dylan Jacob tosses one up as the shot clock expires from the left side. It's off the mark and no good. Sydney for the left side as they bring it back up. They trail by three. Here's Malik Howard. Left side baseline drive hanging in the air. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Walton. 3:25 left. It's Walton by three. 45-42. Across the half-court timeline. They'll go to the high post for Gavin Griffin. Griffin at the top of the key for Alex Tweedy. Now for Shane Merwin. Merwin will have a whistle. It's going to be a foul here on Walton. And it's going to be a push-off, I believe, on Dylan Jacob. Stephen Smith was in the paint. He went flying backwards. And they're going to call Dylan Jacob for a push-off. So each team now with five fouls, but the second personal on Dylan Jacob. So Sydney trailing by three with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter will bring it back up the floor. Chance of defense once again from the Walton faithful. They'll go to Harris. Harris leaves one for Finch. Finch will double dribble and get it back to Walton. So every time Sydney has had a chance to maybe get it to one or tie this game, they've had some sort of a turnover. Walton trying to capitalize, but it's been a Sydney defense that's been doing the job to keep them in it. With 2:55 to go in the fourth, here's Dylan Jacob. Jacob, to the top of the key, will now find Gavin Griffin. Sydney, and this man-to-man has been excellent. Here's Griffin, takes it to the rim, it's blocked, but we'll have a foul with 2:45 to go in the fourth. Let's see who it's on. Griffin, the 6'6 big man, took it to the rim, and the foul will be on Liam Matthews. Boy, that was a really close call there. As Gavin Griffin will head to the line. Could have gone either way. Griffin will step to the line to shoot two. The senior 6'6 big man puts the first one up and it rattles out. With 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 45-42. Walton leading by three. They led by as many as 13 in the second half. Second shot is up and good for Gavin Griffin. He has 11. And it's 46-42. Walton on top by four with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Stephen Smith. Back to Malik Howard. Howard looking for options. Back for Smith. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Sydney being patient. They find Finch top of the key. Finch to the high post. For Ryan Harris back out. Malik Howard drains the three-pointer. Flapjacks out of Ferris wheel. Timeout Sydney. 2:20 to go in the fourth. 46-45 as Malik Howard buries the three. It's a one-point ball game. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me tonight on CDO. Here's Dylan Jacob, Walton with the basketball. He brings it up to the right side of the floor. Offensive end now for Walton with 2:10 to go. Left side for Jacob Beach. Walton ahead by a point, 46-45. Right side, Shane Merwin. Merwin holding on to it. They run through the offense. They go to Gavin Griffin. 10 on the shot clock. Griffin into the corner. Alex Twitty for three. Rattles out. Hits the rim two times and wouldn't go down. Sydney with a chance to take the lead with a minute 50 to go. Top of the key. They go to Finch and he lost control of it. Walton back up the floor. Here's Dylan Jacob in transition and a foul is on the floor as he tried to get into the paint on the dribble drive. Boy, when Dylan Jacob takes off, it's like a freight train going down the floor. He's either going to get the basket or he's going to get fouled or someone's going to get run over. It's fun. It's fun to watch. So Dylan Jacob will head to the line. That's the seventh team foul on Sydney, second personal on Finch. So one and one opportunity here for Walton as they lead by a point, 46-45. Dylan Jacob to the line. First shot for Dylan Jacob is good. He has 14. The 47-45 lead for Walton, the one seed. The Walton Warriors trying to survive tonight against the eight seed Sydney Warriors. Second shot for the sophomore, Dylan Jacob, and he rattles it in. He's got 15, and it's a three-point lead for Walton over Sydney. Late in the fourth quarter with a minute 40 to go. It's 48-45. Here's Malik Howard back to Stephen Smith. Smith to Ryan Harris at the top of the key. Now to go down low, Liam Matthews. Back out here for Smith. In the paint, the floater is good. Stephen Smith with 17, and it's 48-47. Walton on top by a point with a minute 20 to go in the fourth. Right side here for Dylan Jacob. Hanging in the air, a charge is taken by Ethan Finch. Planted his feet in the floor, absorbed the body contact, and Sydney gets the ball back with a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney wants a timeout. They'll take it here. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. With the score, Walton 48, Sydney 47. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:17 left on the clock. Walton boys lead Sydney 48-47. Welcome back here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. What a game. Walton was ahead by 13 in the second half. They were up 30-21 at halftime, and Sydney looked like they were dead, and they have just hung tough. And they trail by a point, and after a charge from Dylan Jacob on the last possession, Sydney is going to have the basketball with a chance to take the lead on this possession with just a two-pointer. This gym is absolutely packed to the rafters. There's so many people. They're standing on the side of my broadcast table. It's tough for me to see into the near side corners. I love it. Something out of Hoosiers. A minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball, and Stephen Smith will lose it at the top of the key. He was trying to set up the offense, and Merwin took it away. kicks to Walton with a minute to go. Goes to Jacob Beach. Beach at midcourt in a one-point game. Walton leading 48-47. Here's Dylan Jacob. Walton's going to work some time off the clock. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Left side for Dylan Jacob. Pump fakes, passes down low for Tweedy. Turnaround shot for Tweedy, muscles it up, can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor. Walton comes away with it. Back to Tweedy, up and in. Jacob Tweedy with 8 points, and it's a three-point lead with 30 seconds to go. Ryan Harris with the ball for Stephen Smith. Walton leads 50-47. Sydney goes to Liam Matthews. Matthews down low, back out for Harris. Harris into the corner. Matthews for three, can't get it to go. Rebound is loose. Tweedy comes up with it. He's on the floor. We'll have a whistle with 17 seconds to go. This will be a foul on Sydney. It's going to send Alex Tweedy to the line with 17 seconds left. And the score, Walton 50, Sydney 47. Shot clock is off. And the senior, the leader of this team, I don't think you'd want any other guy at the line besides Alex Tweedy. With 17 seconds left, 50-47, Tweedy to the line. He might be able to put this game on ice right here. Tweedy. Gets the first shot. No, it's off the mark. Rebound, though, by Jacob Beach. Walton's going to try to run some time off the clock, but we'll have a foul on Sydney with 13.9 left. And this will be Shane Merwin going to the line. Foul for Sydney will be on Finch, his third, team's ninth. Merwin, another excellent shooter, to the line. So Tweedy missed the first one, and the rebound came right into the hands of Jacob Beach. Will we have a timeout? Yes, we will. Sydney's going to take a timeout to make Merwin think about it. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Walton 50, Sydney 47. We'll be right back.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Okay, let's set the scene here, folks. 13.9 seconds left. Walton leads 50-47, and Shane Merwin is at the line for Walton out of this timeout. Sydney, good call here, I think, to take the timeout. Try to make Merwin think about it a little bit here. The more time in this situation that you have to think about it, maybe those nerves come in a little bit. If you're Walton, you're just saying, okay, Shane, you're going to step up, hit these shots here, and we'll put this thing on ice. I think that's probably the message, and then they talk about how they're going to get back and to probably not give up a three-pointer in transition. 13.9 seconds left, fourth quarter, 50-47. Here's Merwin at the line. Might be able to put this game out of reach because there's just not a lot of time left. Merwin's shot is good. Shane Merwin makes it 51-47. And this was going to be a tough pill to swallow if Sydney can't complete this comeback here, as they worked so hard to get back in this game. Merwin's second shot is good. Merwin's got four. 52-47. Sydney quickly up the court. Finch lost it. Popped out of his hands. It's going to stay, though, with Sydney. Beach got a fingertip on that one. Knocked it out of bounds. 10 seconds left. It's 52-47. Sydney with the ball on the baseline. They'll get it into Malik Howard. Howard on the left side. Back out Stephen Smith. Down to 5 seconds. Smith in the lane. The floater won't go. 2 seconds left. Walton wins. Walton wins 52-47. The number one seed hangs on, and we'll move on to the Section 4 Class C semifinals at SUNY Cortland next week. Good win for Walton. You feel for Sydney. Came all the way back in this game. They had it down to a point. Boy, another classic basketball game this year between Sydney and Walton. Again, our final score, Walton 52, Sydney 47. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Walton hangs on for a 52-47 victory over Sydney in the boys class C bracket tonight. Walton's the one seed, Sydney's the eighth seed. A great game here tonight, folks. So a great game and a wild atmosphere here between the Battle of the Warriors. This was a great one. Let's go through our scoring summary. First tonight for Sydney, 17 points for Stephen Smith, 14 for Malik Howard, 5 for Liam Matthews, 6 for Ethan Finch, 3 for Mikey Grablin, 2 for Ryan Harris here tonight for Sydney. On the other side for Walton, 15 for Dylan Jacob, 14 for Jacob Beach, 11 for Gavin Griffin, 8 for Alex Tweedy, 4 for Shane Merwin. There's that balance that I talk about. They don't usually have one guy that has 27 and then everybody else has 5. It's very balanced scoring for the Walton Warriors. Let's go through our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that to Stephen Smith tonight from Sydney. 17 points for Stephen. And I thought early in the game when Sydney needed leadership and they needed somebody to keep them in this game, I thought he did that with a lot of those key buckets. So Stephen Smith, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight with 17 points. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that tonight to Dylan Jacob. 15 points from Walton, but he was phenomenal as well. Just gets those steals. It leads to easy buckets in transition, and I thought he did a really great job. So Dylan Jacob, the sophomore from Walton, is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Jacob Beach tonight. 14 points, hit some big-time shots, and boy, the guy just has springs in his legs. And I thought one of the most important things he did tonight was get that rebound off the miss on the 1-and-1 from Alex Tweedy with about, I don't know, 13 seconds left. If Sydney gets that rebound, they're down 3. They're going to have a chance to come down and tie that ball game. Instead, he gets the rebound, passes out to Merwin, who gets fouled, who was then able to hit those last two foul shots and put their icing on the cake. So I thought that the rebound there by Beach was huge. So he will get our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. Okay, let's quickly try to look around. The last check that I had was that the UV boys, the 7 seed, were on top of 2 seed Union Springs late in that ball game. Let's see what my last update was. 48-43, UV was on top in the middle of the fourth quarter. So UV is going to have a chance to pull that off tonight. That could be fantastic for the Storm, and we wish them the best. We will have all these final scores tonight on WCDOsports.com. The right side of the page, you can scroll through I'll have everything for Class B, C, and D posted there tonight of games involving our local teams. So that is the last score update I had there. Franklin boys are ahead of South Courtrai. Franklin is the 7 seed. SK is the 2 seed. 42-38 was the last score update I had in the fourth quarter. Franklin trying to pull off one of the big-time upsets in this tournament. Still some game left to be played there. The GMU boys were up 53-48 over Deposit Hancock with about 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. So that's another game that could certainly come down to the wire. Oneonta boys are ahead of Shenango Valley with 3 minutes to go, 62-48. So it looks like OHS will be punching their tickets to the next round. That's all the score updates I have right now. I have the Delhi boys on top of Morris, 52-31. We thought that could be a really good game tonight, but the pressure from Delhi, a little bit too much for the Mustangs so far tonight, and they have cracked. Last update we had was that Newfield was all over Hunter Tannersville, so it looks like the number one seed Newfield will be moving on. That would set up Newfield and possibly Delhi in the semis in Class D next week. That could be a crazy game. And if Franklin knocks off Courtrai, there's still a lot of basketball left to be played there. That could possibly set up Franklin and GMU maybe an all-Tri-Valley semifinal, possibly next week. I don't want to say too much because these games are not final yet, and just kind of speculating based on the score right now. So those are our score updates. We'll have the rest of them on WCDOsports.com later tonight once we get everything finalized. But our final here, 52-47, the Walton boys escape. They are the number one seed against 8 seed Sydney. And the number one team will still have that bullseye on their back heading into the semifinals next week, but they survive, and they'll live another couple of days here for their basketball season. Great game here tonight. Again, our three awards tonight go to Stephen Smith of Sydney, Dylan Jacob of Walton, and Jacob Beach of Walton as well. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Tomorrow I'll be following a lot of the girls' games on Twitter, so make sure to check me out there, and then we'll have our schedule all planned out for next week as well, where we will be for the C and the D game. So again, our final tonight, 52-47, Walton defeats Sydney. Check out Twitter tomorrow, and we'll be back on the radio next week, so we'll see you then. Walton boys, the 1 seed, escape Sydney, the 8 seed here in a classic game. Make sure you listen back to it on our game audio archive later tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great night. Stay safe out there, folks, from CDO Sports.